Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show. Okay, so your color, how was your pee, John?
Was it clear or was it yellow?
It was yellow.
Yellow, but...
So you weren't hydrated enough, apparently.
I was hydrated. It just had a lot of sugar and bad stuff.
Bad stuff, like what?
Well, it was coffee, so...
Well, at least it didn't smell like asparagus or Rice Krispies.
Yeah, well, see, I don't think it's Rice Krispies. I've never had that experience. Now,
maybe
Honey Smacks.
Maybe I'm a lone wolf in that
regard. But see, I love Rice Krispies. My pee never stank after Rice Krispies.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks?
Golden Grahams does it. Anything with high sugar content.
You know what else does it?
If you eat a lot of sugar, it'll do it to you.
You know what else does it? Come.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes.
Hey, we're the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky, and we're charming because we're laughing.
Yeah.
Wow, we're still laughing like 30 seconds after you stopped recording the opening.
I know, isn't that? Well, okay. Well, hey, everyone, welcome out to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. I know that's the second time I said it, but now we're more composed. Yep. More professional. I'm Nick Nitro. With me,
Jimmy.
And John.
John's here!
Yay! Woo! John's here.
Yeah, John got into his house, okay? He has moved in. He is now a homeowner.
That's right.
Which I think Jimmy can test you. We're a little envious.
We are. So the studio is moving to John's house. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Kidding.
Awesome. Boosh. Hey, dude, good idea. Good idea.
That is a good idea.
Fucking walls, dude, with like nice comforter stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
No, like make it soundproof.
I see what you're saying.
I want to do that,
Boom.
But I. What's that?
Foam.
Make it a little wavy bumps, kind of. Or you can have the flat kind that look like ridges, like punk.
Or like an egg carton looking thing.
An egg. Isn't that the ridges, though? The ridges, like the little waves?
Yeah.
Egg carton. Thank you. That's a better description.
You know.
Egg carton upside down against the wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
You'll have a shitload of eggs, but you'll be soundproof.
Well, the eggs make your pee funny.
Yes, they do a little.
Okay.
A little, but no other of the other stuff.
Are we ready to start the show? We got emails.
We're recording.
Let's go. John's got the first email.
Actually, I don't have an email this week. My internet didn't get hooked up until Friday.
Oh, okay. You got a good excuse this time.
I didn't have any emails.
Good excuse.
All right. Well, it's not an email, but it's part of the Twitter list. So I'll take it as an email.
Okay.
I had a few. I was advertising the contest, which we'll do right before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the list of the contest.
Woo!
For those who can't hear. But look at that. It just sort of fits around the
microphone. Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Pretty cool.
How many names do you have there?
There are four names, but I doubled them up.
Oh.
Just so it looks like there's more. And now that I'm telling people.
These are the top eight of hundreds of people that entered the contest.
Actually, it's top four.
There's eight names.
Yeah, but
he lied.
They're double.
He lied.
Yes, I lied. Okay.
We had hundreds of people in it.
But apparently someone asked...
Hundreds won, or a few will win.
We're doing another drawing after the New Year's show.
Do the three people that don't win tonight get to stay in the new drawing?
Yes, they do.
Or do they have to do something else to get back
in? They can stay in the new drawing. But the question...
But we will add more people to it, I hope?
I hope so. If all they have to do is fill out a survey.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard work.
Quit being lazy bastards.
Fill it out
as you're listening to the show. What else are you going to do?
Jack off. Someone wrote Twitter to us and said...
It affects the taste of your... or the color of your beer.
Only if you eat it.
Well, the question is, survey so that we can be put on spam.
One load won't change the color of your beer.
And Frump, who wrote that to us...
what did it say? I'm sorry. I'll survey if being put on spam list.
So that we can be put on spam list. No thanks. And my response to that is no... These names do not go in spam unless that's... I even did a video of it to sort of quell the fears. Because there was someone else that saw that and wrote me on MySpace. Someone who already
we will not sell your emails to third parties.
We don't do that. We hate spam. We hate it.
Absolutely.
I hate forward emails.
I prefer ham or turkey, but spam's disgusting.
See, the food is also equally gross.
I've never had the food. I'm just
not. You know they cook spam before they put it in a can.
Really?
Yeah, they do. You know in Hawaii they eat spam like it's.
McDonald's like has McSpam burgers.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a big.
Yeah,
like,
well,
food
apparently they had like all that left over from World War II or whatever because the.
Well, it's tough to get like munitions. Fresh meat over there.
That's true too.
Like the shipping's so expensive, so they.
And see, Mr. Frump, you've now allowed us to learn about spam. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, oh, but yeah, no, there's no. The point of that all about.
Go check us out on Twitter, Good Bad Geeky.
Yeah.
Write us at goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
Good man. Way to keep that home.
Also, check out dribbleforkids.com and actorsnightmare.com.
Okay, now you're just going overboard.
Well, no, because we should be doing that every week, and we don't.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And check us out on Ustream.
Yeah, we're recording live right now. Of course, if you're listening to this on iTunes, it's not really live, but you can pretend it's live by acting like we're really talking to you right now. How you doing? How's your day?
Isn't and if great? You happen to be driving, you know, on the south side of Columbus, you should check out John Mateen's new house.
What? Whoa. Dude!
What?
Like...
Oh, that really narrows it down, the south side of Columbus.
Fair enough. Well,
I did not say...
Columbus, Georgia.
I did not say, no. Go to Sycamore Street to house 239. Oops. I don't know the address.
Yeah, that's kind of close to where I'm living.
But, yeah.
In Circleville. City.
Circle of Smitty.
Oh, God. But, yeah, to answer any questions or comms on that, if you fill out the survey, the names do not go to spam. And even though we're having a drawing tonight to win the DVD, they'll have a choice between Iron Man, Little Miss Sunshine, Hot Fuzz, or Uncle Buck.
I want Iron Man.
You know, I wouldn't mind Iron Man, too, because I don't have it yet either. But alas, I do not... We can't win that, sadly, because it's for our listeners. They're trying to help us. We're going to help
them. I listen.
I know you do.
I'm just
kidding.
You're
also with the show.
That's true.
So, but yeah, and don't worry. If you do not win,
family is eligible,
you have a chance to, yeah, major intermediate family, as in brothers, sisters. That's fine.
Cubs. Immediate family, not intermediate family.
Intermediate family?
Intermediate. There's the easy family, the intermediate family, and the hard family.
The hard family.
Which is not a sexual reference.
Yeah, so, well, your cousin...
But the easy
one.
Has
nothing to do with the show.
Right, cousin has nothing to do with the show. She can win.
So yeah.
Because we have, you know, not that many people that enter anyway. So.
Part of the show? The one from a different...
From Hawaii?
I honestly...
Nick does have a cousin coming to visit us in 2 weeks. From Hawaii.
I have
good
a cousin from Hawaii, but you know, I'm not
We should ask him about the spam when he comes.
You know, well, he should, but you know what? I don't think he might even make Christmas this year.
You don't
but
think so?
I don't think so.
I thought
so.
You said he was going to. Oh, okay. That's too bad. I really enjoyed hanging out with him last time he was in town.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know what? I did too. And you know what? John's never met him before.
Oh,
we
yeah.
talk about him all the time, don't we?
We
I
do.
Have enough, never on the show.
Never on the show.
But we talk about him.
Well, we talk about all kinds of things that never make it on the show.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Oh, my email. Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John.
Yeah.
My email says... Are you guys going to have a kick-ass Christmas show, or is it just going to be another news and reviews show?
An ass Christmas show.
Well, no. Unless you tune in on Ustream, then you might see some ass. No. Not really, because we're not going to do the Christmas show on Ustream. But it will be a fantastic show like last year with guests and skits and songs.
I wouldn't do that to you.
And you never know who's going
to
show up. We don't have any finalized our guest list yet.
Last year, cause...
You were here.
Yeah, I did.
Last year, we had Nathan and Wendy. We may have to extend an invitation or even DJ Ogdog or something. I don't know.
How about DJ Ogdog? But let's just keep it... let's invite Mr. Know-It-All back and Dr. Phil.
How is he doing? Wasn't he in rehab for the last few months?
You know what? He's dissipated from the earth. He dissipated like
He's been gone for about 6 months. We'll
water,
check in on him.
Alcohol, I guess.
He was a member of our cast.
I think that's evaporated.
Evaporated?
Well, anyway.
Dissipated?
We got all kinds of news. I think we should move on to news.
Yeah, go for it.
The big news story that Nick and I are excited about this week. As I drop my pen.
Maybe I am too.
I doubtful.
Probably not.
Dr. Horrible hits Dr. Horrible hits DVD December 19th for only $9.99.
Guess what John's getting for Christmas?
Dr. Horrible?
Dr. Horrible DVDs is like, Yeah, like 20 years from now, he'll have that center. It's like, you know, maybe I should watch
After
and then he'll watch it, and then, yeah, and then he'll just like...
I'm moving in June. You'll have to get Lost back before then. Can you watch it?
Probably not.
You know what? We should have a bet for it.
No. Let's do news.
We're going to go through with it and not watch it. Yeah, that was first
Okay. If you don't watch it, you have to...
And remember, it's only the first two discs.
Build a studio in your basement.
He had to watch. And if he didn't like it, he can just drop it from there. So, that's like, what, 8 episodes?
Yes.
That's 8 hours?
Not even, because no commercials. So it's about 6 hours.
So it's actually, yeah, probably around six.
5.5?
Maybe even 5.
No, not that low.
In our dreams, then, Jim.
Yes, okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, next story. The Battlestar Galactica prequel Caprica was picked up for a full series by Sci-Fi Channel, premiering in the beginning of 2010.
I hate that so much.
I'm so excited.
I know you are, because you're a Battlestar fan, but I have to listen to years more Battlestar.
Battlestar reviews Caprica is not Battlestar.
Really, Battlestar Galactica, Galactica Caprica.
It's
Caprica,
not called Battlestar. It's just called Caprica.
It sounds nothing alike.
And Eric Stoltz, who's one of the stars of Caprica and also was in Pulp Fiction, will be playing an insane criminal serial killer on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, really?
Jessica Capshaw will also be doing multiple episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't know that.
On Othello, they do a reveal of what the whole Izzy Denny thing is about. But I won't spoil it. If you want to know, go to Othello. But I'm not going to spoil it.
She has a brain tumor and aneurysm.
No, she doesn't have a brain tumor. Shonda Rhimes even said she'd have a brain tumor.
Then it's an aneurysm. I forget what
it's not an aneurysm. Go to Othello if you want to know.
Oh, bullshit. That's what it says. Don't...
It doesn't. No, it does not. It says an aneurysm like brain disorder.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
If it honks like a car, drives like a car, it's not a car.
Yes. Christina Ebersole, who was the Carol Brady in the Brady Bunch movies that sucked, will be Sam's aunt on Samantha Who. And then the actual Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson, will be playing Sam's grandmother.
Oh, who? Carol Brady?
Carol Brady, the mother of the Brady Bunch,
in the movies,
is playing Sam's aunt. The real Brady Bunch mom from the series is playing Sam's grandmother.
The movies is Diane from fucking Cheers.
Oh, never mind. Christine Ebersole was the grandma. No, what was Christine Ebersole?
The grandma in the Brady Bunch movie was
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson.
Well, Christine Ebersole looks just like Florence Henderson. I thought she played her in something. Never mind. Christine Ebersole and Sam's aunt.
I feel so much relieved now. I was like, who the
fuck? Well, Christine Ebersole and Sam's aunt and Florence Henderson's the
last time I heard it, that girl went nuts and tried to commit suicide and everything. So I didn't know she was doing movies again. No, never mind, sorry.
ER ends their series March 12th, and then The Knights takes their slot. Heroes Volume 4 begins February 2nd.
And we're all very happy with that. You know what, though? Greg Gumbberg and Via Grant have Twitter accounts.
Yes.
I follow them all the time.
Nice. Stalker.
He makes me excited for the show, even though when I'm not really liking the show.
You'll like it even more because Brian Fuller, who did a bunch of the best first season episodes, has been signed to come back on Heroes, starting with the 3-part season finale.
I know.
And then he's got a 2-year contract. I know it skills you're pushing Daisy's hopes, but it's going to make Heroes good again.
I like Eli Stone more than pushing Daisy's.
Eli Stone is better. Well, and I do have Eli Stone, but for a second, Kristen Bell is actually dead on Heroes. She isn't coming back. No. She's fully dead, which makes me very sad. Eli Stone and my Eli Stone news was because they did get a brief heads up. The finale that they filmed is supposedly a satisfying series finale that ties up the stuff with his dad. And which is good because he's starring in another show in the spring. The guy who plays his dad. And Dirty Sexy Money did something similar where you will find out who killed Dutch and stuff. Too bad Pushing Daisies didn't get the same chance. ABC Family's doing 10 Things I Hate About You, the series, apparently, based on the movie.
Really? Do we really need that?
No. Well, it's by the co-creator of Greek, which supposedly makes it seem good, but I don't know.
No,
I stopped watching Greek.
I know
Greek.
You like Prison Break.
I love Prison Break.
That's along the same lines of Prison Break, which is, if they break out of prison, okay, if he tames the
Prison Break, they've kept
the
it fresh
in season one.
Prison Break has been kept fresh and new, so I don't want to hear it.
This show has been talking about this series being canceled this year.
Prison Break? It will probably end this year, but that's not because it failed. It's been on for 4 years.
Because it sucks.
No, it was a 13-episode miniseries.
Lower and lower and lower this year. Like, they were expecting it to get a
which
bad...
I'm disappointed by, because this has been the best season since the first season. And I like the show a lot.
What I'm just trying to point out is that
even
if I did say I did happen to like, if there's a God, I like Prison Break, which I don't. It would be the same concept right before I go in, which is, really? Can we really keep an episode of Taming of the Shrew last, like, more than one season?
I don't know.
Just saying.
Well, we'll see. Now, an hour-long version of The Office is going to follow the Super Bowl this year. First half will be Dwight training as a fire marshal and disaster striking. The second half will be the roast of Michael Scott, because Michael Scott told his employees to roast him. They said they may use it for stunt casting to bring in some fun people, but they won't destroy the staff with the stunt casting. They'll work it into the plot, so it makes sense.
That's going to be horrible to watch. Like, not just because it's going to be like really...
I agree.
They're going to rip him apart, and it's going to be so sad.
I agree.
I gotta say, though, this last week was the first time I didn't crimace off.
I didn't watch this last week yet. I didn't watch anything this week, because Morgan's on Christmas break, and I've been hanging out with her.
It's called sex.
No comment. Knight Rider.
It's the same if I had a girlfriend and she was home all weekend. We wouldn't be fucking doing anything but fucking. Okay, let's be honest here.
Knight Rider, which had been expanded to 21 seasons, has now been knocked down to 17. And they're doing the season.
Knight Rider has put on the brakes.
Wow.
That's a Mike Myers.
The season finale that's airing.
It is Austin Powers 5 movie.
The season finale will air February 25th, and it's being called the likely series finale. Which, just a month ago, they were talking about season 2, so...
Thank Christ, because seriously, mm-hmm. that show is horrible.
Medium's getting a prime spot when it returns February 2nd. It will follow Heroes on NBC. Celebrity Apprentice returns March 1st and will be doing two-hour blocks instead of one-hour episodes. Reaper will be back March 17th for 13 episodes after the highly critically acclaimed 90210, which should help boost Reaper a little bit, I hope.
I hope so, too. Well, I think
Privileged and Supernatural will both be done for the season by then, so.
I think it'll be sad, though, too, is that the guys who do Eli Stone, his wife runs Reaper and created Reaper.
Well, hopefully Reaper will get a brief notice to...
the workbench. Someone gets arrested at the workbench.
And they go to Eli Stone. But that's not going to happen,
though.
They
don't say they work at the workbench, but you can clearly see it's the workbench apron.
Right.
And so, it's supposed to be like a nice little tie-in. And there's rumors.
Is that happening? Did they do that? Or did it not get off the ground?
Well, Othello had it like 3 weeks ago posted, or 4 weeks ago maybe, that they were going to, it was like a walk-on thing. But it's like Easter egg for fans. And I hope that one day they might do a crossover.
The news story of the week that I don't understand is 11th Hour has been increased to 18 episodes for the season.
Its ratings have been getting slowly.
That's what I hear, but that show sucked. The pilot, I couldn't even make it through.
Yeah, it was bad. I agree.
But I hear Life on Mars is getting even better, and I really need to catch up and tune in.
It has gone better. It got
Craig T. Nelson's coming on for a few episodes.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, wait, that's a different show. That's a different show.
Yeah, it's a different show. You're thinking of Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson's coming in Life on Mars. Yeah. Craig T. Nelson's going on, like, CSI or something. NCIS, one of those shows.
And if it's NCIS, I actually wouldn't mind.
I don't know which one.
I occasionally watch that. It's not bad.
He's doing three episodes on something.
They had a marathon over Thanksgiving weekend where it showed, they showed the first three seasons, and they showed where one of the team members got killed. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was... heartbreaking, because she just sat on the roof like, good thing, you know, it's like I didn't get killed, and so you just get sniped, and you're just like, whoa, and then good.
on Lost, you know, they had those three newbies that came from the boat last season.
Yes,
the Asian guy and Jeremy are returning as full-time cast members. The redhead's out.
Yes,
she's not a full-time cast member this season.
Yeah, I know, but guess who is still a full-time cast
Desmond?
Member, even though they're not in the picture of the group cast,
right? Desmond?
No.
Oh. He's still full-time, isn't he?
No.
Because he's been in the preview that I saw.
No, he's not in the group shot.
Who's not in the group shot?
Desmond's in the group shot, though.
I haven't seen the group shot.
Daniel Day Kim.
He's not in the group shot?
No.
Well, he's not showing up till episode 4.
Right, but...
And we're not going to find out whether he's a full-time...
Oh, he's alive.
You sure?
Yes, I'm very sure.
Because it's been very tightly lidded that we're not going to find out till the fourth episode.
Kristen from me online announced it, because she goes, who here is not in this picture... that supposedly might be dead is really totally spoilers coming back and not really dead.
Daniel Day Kim.
Well, in the parentheses it says, Daniel Day Kim. And they talk about how Charlie might be coming back as a full-time cast member mid-season.
How will they work that?
there, he apparently had lunch with Daniel Lindenhoff or whatever, and he goes, listen, here's what I want to do if you want to bring the character back to make it work, or here's what I'm concerned about as an actor. And then he said, well, here's what I want to do as a producer. And then he said, if they want to pursue that, as it'll probably be Charlie in ghost form.
Yeah, I hope.
But still.
But as a full-time cast, that's huge.
Well, there might also be talk of some other
John's characters. Nodding and saying, like he's watched the show.
They're
casting a child version of Saeed.
I know. Very exciting.
That is exciting. If John watched the show, he'd know who Saeed was. He's a member of the Iraqi army.
He tortures people with bamboo under their nails.
Friday Night Lights returns to people without DirecTV January 16th, 2 days after the season ends on DirecTV, and they will cover the rest of the school year. But the twist, they're going to skip ahead to the end of the school year at the season finale that's airing on DirecTV soon, and there are now going to be two high schools in town, so they have to split the kids, split the team, and a bunch of cast members won't return for a fourth season.
Oh, that's a creative.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I watched a few episodes of it. It was good. It didn't float my boat because I'm not a huge football fan in terms of watching sports, a movie or show about football.
I liked the first two seasons.
But I'm just saying, you can totally tell as a viewer that they're cutting corners, and it's like, let's cut the cast out down in half.
Well, season two ended.
Other schools.
Well, a bunch of them would be graduating, so that's why they're not returning.
Yeah, but still.
But they,
one of them wasn't
season two got cut with the strike.
He got paralyzed, and he was a major part of
the He got paralyzed in the series premiere.
Or series premiere,
and he was still a main character, but he's done. He didn't do the whole third season, and neither did the black guy who was the main football player, because they were both graduated. So season two was supposed to be their last season, but it got cut early because of the strike. Mm-hmm. So they did bring them back into season three to tie up their plots, but they didn't stay the whole season. So they're not, the splitting schools isn't going to really kill the cast. It's they're letting more people graduate, and those characters are moving on and not staying on the show if they graduate.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gary Unmarried got a full season, and Worst Week got three more episodes added onto its count.
Well, Gary, I like Jay Moore.
I like Gary Unmarried. I was unsure at first.
The show.
Yeah.
I was iffy at first, but I'm liking it.
Someone said the Martin Mull episode actually made
it was
the show
really
great.
Funny. It was a Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
Which
Martin Mull was one of the fathers. Yeah, it was good.
Martin Mull rocks.
I didn't watch this past week's last Gary Unmarried, but the one before that was the Martin Mull.
I refuse
it was really
to
good.
Watch any more Worst Week because I'm tired of watching Meet the Parents.
Well, they've already done two Worst Weeks, so what's the third Worst Week going to be, you know?
The third.
Why do they call it Worst Week if they keep doing new weeks every six episodes? That's what annoys me about it.
Would you call it Worst Day?
It won't go into second season. It won't go into second season. So I'll finish out season one.
The ratings have been pretty good for it.
Well, they got three new episodes, but they haven't been picked up for a full count of seasons.
But that's the thing. They're saying CBS's viewership has been going up for Monday nights. It goes. Yeah. Big Bang Theory has been gaining 11 million viewers each new episode.
Well, Big Bang is fantastic.
Two and a Half Men keep it, and then Worst Week makes it go up even more.
Wow.
And so I really hope that show doesn't get picked up.
Me too.
Worthless. It's a worthless show.
Jimmy Fallon hits the net on Tuesday. His talk show, they're launching it early online before it hits the airwaves.
Wait.
So, Jimmy was taking over for Conan?
Yeah, but
when does Conan take over for Jay?
I believe it's summer.
Yeah, it's not for
now. So they're off for a while?
No. Jimmy's not taking over for a while. What they're doing to build anticipation of Jimmy taking over is Jimmy's going to do the show online beginning Tuesday.
Wow.
What happens if it really sucks? And then they find out, and then they're like,
they probably won't have to sign him.
Yeah, they're screwed if they do.
Yeah, I mean,
they promised Conan like $40 million.
No, I mean,
if they back
have
out
they promised.
Of the contract.
Well, no, they're not going to back out of Conan's contract, but this is kind of to launch Jimmy and get him started before.
Well, if Jimmy sucks,
then they may still have time to replace Jimmy in Conan's slot. Is what I'm thinking.
There's a rumor that Jimmy Kimmel's trying to get might not get his contract renewed at ABC. He might go to a cable network.
And we had previously reported that CW is likely to try to pick up Smallville for a ninth season, but apparently Tom Welling is not signed and isn't sure he wants to do a ninth season.
Good
and if
for
they don't,
him. Good man.
If they don't sign him, then this will be the final season because they're not going to try it without
a
Clark.
Superman show.
However,
been on the air for 9 years.
It's been on for eight. However, if Smallville doesn't do a ninth season, it's likely that they will do the spinoff Martian Manhunter next year with the guy that plays Martian Manhunter.
Oh, and let's do that horrible The Graysons idea.
No, The Graysons has been scrapped. That's why they're talking Martian
Manhunter.
But the actor they play Martian Manhunter is really cool, so it could work.
we're going to have a teen drama where Robin's still with his family, but he's not really Robin. He's the Graysons.
Fuck. that pisses me off.
Courtney Cox.
God, I hate that show.
Courtney Cox Arquette has been signed to do at least 3 episodes of Scrubs, that's being the new head of Sacred Heart.
That's old news.
It was on Othello this week. No, it wasn't. It was in the Dispatch this week.
I've not had that old chestnut in a while.
Fox is rerunning
that
24's
old, horrible
TV movie.
Chestnut.
Fox is rerunning 24's TV movie. That's why I didn't find it on Othello.
Columbus Dispatch is the be-all, end-all. For those who don't know, if you listen to previous shows, you hear us argue at great lengths about...
When I move to Lexington, Kentucky, I am still going to get the Columbus Dispatch delivered and read it every day.
The Columbus Dispatch in Lexington, Kentucky.
They'll deliver it down there.
What the hell?
I love it.
Why?
Because I love the Columbus Dispatch and I want to keep the going-ons on my hometown.
Are you being serious?
Did you fart?
No.
Did someone else fart?
Jimmy and Dave's Morning Zoo is...
I smell them.
Oh, no. Jimmy and
that's
Dave's...
So you're getting me all riled up. Smelling things they don't smell.
Dave and Jimmy's
you
Morning Zoo in Columbus
like
is also...
Are you sure nothing was trapped?
Yeah.
Little pockets of air.
Dave and Jimmy's...
So I mean, was something trapped?
I know what you're talking
burning
about.
You up, isn't it? Like,
Dave and Jimmy's Morning Zoo in Columbus is also broadcast in Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you very much. So I won't have to leave
but
Columbus behind.
You won't
behind.
Hear any Columbus news. You'll just hear like them talking about
I know.
Stuff.
And when they talk about the Buckeyes and stuff, that'll all be in there.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
The last hour of the show when they usually really get into the Buckeye talk, that is when they're not broadcasting live anymore in syndication. Because that's local news.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does Jimmy suck? Yes.
Catherine Hardwicke, who directed the blockbuster success Twilight, will not be returning to direct the sequel New Moon.
I'm glad you got that. I'm glad you got that.
Dark Knight, which is still
seven... Oh, you
haven't
discussed that anything? Because I want to get into that. The first film was horrible.
Except it was a box office success, so they greenlit the sequel right away.
That's fine, but what did I say? If the sequel comes out, they need to make it a lot better. And I think without her...
It has a chance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're thanking her for setting up a great cast, and now they're going to take it a different direction.
I will admit the cast was interesting, except for their horrible actors, but that's beside the point.
The Dark Knight is still 77 million short of Titanic's domestic record of 600 million. It's 4 million short of hitting a billion worldwide.
Are you
going to
see it again when it comes back out?
So, they're re-releasing in theaters January 23rd. As soon as the Oscars are announced January 22nd, Dark Knight returns to IMAX in theaters.
So I thought they said that it hit the 1 billion mark.
It's 4 million short of the 1 billion worldwide, and 77 million short of Titanic's domestic. Now, they know re-releasing it will definitely put them over the top worldwide. Yeah. They're not sure if it'll break Titanic's record or not. It's going to be close.
If they do,
that's
amazing.
If they get lots of nominations on January 22nd, then they probably will.
Re-releases never do as good. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they don't have to do as good. They only have to get, a tenth of what they did before to break the Titanic record.
Okay. But you know what you're asking, though?
I haven't seen it in IMAX yet, so I would like to see it again on IMAX.
Okay,
did you ever see it on IMAX?
Yeah, okay,
did you see it on IMAX?
No, I didn't.
Well, I think we should go see it on IMAX. Because that's the reason to go see it again. They think it's going to get a Best Picture nod. So
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger is going to get a Best Supporting Actor nod.
I don't doubt that at all. It's just really...
And the last news story I have is Colbert's Christmas DVD apparently was not released on Blu-ray because he had been banking on HD DVD and had planned to release it on HD DVD. And the rumor is that he still had a copy of it made on HD DVD for himself, but it's not on Blu-ray right now because he had banked on the wrong platform.
Oh.
But the guy on Ain't It Cool said that he predicts that this will relaunch HD DVD, have them overtake Blu-ray, and Blu-ray will die because we've all seen what the Colbert bump can do.
Have you?
But I'm pretty sure the article was pretty much
pretty
all
cool.
A joke.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure it was all a joke.
HD DVD player then.
I don't even really believe the rumor about it being made for HD DVD. I think it was just his way of complaining that wasn't on Blu-ray.
Well,
but I died. I thought it was hilarious.
Can I just say that the Colbert bump is not
it's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's undeniable.
He beat Kanye West. But no, actually, here's the thing. They don't really say the full story. Rolling Stone did an article on it.
Yeah.
And I read it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is, Colbert got the Colbert bump.
Colbert or Colbert?
Colbert.
Thank you.
It's the same guy.
Colbert.
He got the bump. The only problem is that he was number 2 or number 3 There was someone else that was number one.
I didn't see that if you beat that
Kanye
or not.
Kanye was number three. Number two, and someone was number one.
See, I watched all four.
They didn't say that though.
Okay,
said Colbert beat Kanye,
which was his goal. Because Wednesday at 5, you were all supposed to go buy the soundtrack to his DVD, to his Christmas special on iTunes to send him, because he was number 16 and they was number 15 and Kanye was one.
And he declares war on Kanye.
But I didn't watch Thursday's Colbert yet. I watched all four Daily Shows and three of the Colberts, so I didn't see what the results were because I had not watched Thursday's Colbert, but that's okay. No, the Colbert bump is a real phenomenon.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of off subject. Well, not really.
It's all the news.
You mentioned the HD-DVD thing. Was it you that said something about Blu-ray might not even
be... Well, it's not HD or Blu-ray. Someone from Wired Magazine did an article. If you dig around for it on Wired, you can find it. It pretty much says that Blu-ray, at the point that the studios are going, because iTunes is going so well for movies, older movies, they're going to just release everything online or finding ways to do everything online. That way you can burn the disc yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have all the extras online, too.
Yep.
So it's just like, really? No.
Yeah, Blu-ray is not going to survive more than a decade. It's going to be replaced.
DVD really didn't do that either.
DVD's been over a decade. DVD's been a decade. I've had DVDs for a decade.
Yeah. I would say
because I got it in high school.
Blu-ray will be the same length as DVD.
Blu-ray won't. It'll go quicker. I don't think it's even going to be a decade.
Blu-ray's been around for 3 years.
Okay, but it hasn't been it's only been popular for a year or less. Because until they declared the winner of Blu-ray or HD-DVD, I don't count that as the era of Blu-ray because it wasn't embraced until one or the other died.
It's talking about what is the standard.
DVD wasn't the standard 10 years ago.
It's been around that long. So
right, but DVD was kind of taken over the standard 10 years ago.
I would say HD would probably last a decade as well, just because...
No, Blu-ray... I don't think Blu-ray's even going to hit a decade. I'd say 5 years, tops.
Well, it's all
going to digital. It's going to be the iTunes only with movies instead of music. You know, it's going to be the same thing.
See, and I hate that, because...
We won't own cases. We'll just have it all on a computer somewhere.
Yeah, I hate that.
Which will be convenient, and it'll be cheaper.
No, I don't like it.
And it'll be nice, but I agree.
Don't
I like the
wrong,
physical
I like
thing.
ITunes
I like the
that,
physical
but
thing.
The thing is, music is different. We can take music with us in the car. Yeah. Whatever.
You'll be able to take the movies with you in the car too.
But
you'll have a portable device.
That's the whole purpose. I'm going to sit down in my nice, comfortable apartment or house or wherever I live.
You will. It'll be integrated with your TV.
I don't want that. I want a disc that I can hold and look at.
No, you're not going to. Mm-hmm. It'll be integrated with your TV though. You won't have to have
a
separate.
That's the only thing I'm a Luddite about. And that's now.
I do feel the same way as you. However, I think once we get going, we're gonna embrace it.
Well,
we're gonna love it.
Okay.
We're gonna
For example,
be glad.
If you like showed me a freaking TV show like Dick Van Dyke Show, mm-hmm. that would be something like that would be fine on that, or something where it's an older show where I don't really care about anything like any behind the scenes
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But like something like Clerks 2 or any Kevin Smith movie.
Well, you're still gonna get the behind the scenes stuff.
But I don't want. I want that on a fucking disc. I don't want it all.
Yeah.
Compiled. I want it all done. Or you can burn it in your own desk like iTunes. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Well, we should save that argument for another day.
That is a good argument for another day. I don't have any more news. I just have reviews.
No, that's all I have too. Before we go, we have the contest.
Yay!
So
I hope I win.
All right. We're going to have a runner-up just in case the first person... doesn't it's the person we can contact if we don't hear them, because we don't hear by them by Tuesday.
Then you call the runner up. Don't draw the runner up.
Yeah, but how do we know who the runner up is, Jimmy?
We don't. The first person will get it.
Well,
we'll hear from them.
Who the runner up is.
We'll hear from them. You can draw the runner up Tuesday if you haven't heard from them, but you'll hear from them if you contact them.
Well, that's good. That's the whole purpose of doing it. So people
we'll do a special. Don't, because then the runner up's sad and loses because the first person's gonna take it. We don't need a runner up.
That's okay. God.
Just one.
All right.
You should let John draw.
I was trying to be nice to let you know what you want John to draw.
I think John should draw.
Right, that's what I was trying to do. Was trying to be fair for everybody, so everyone get a name drawn. All
right. Am I reading it?
Yes.
Oh, shit. All right.
The winner is.
Of now, what are they getting?
A DVD.
They're getting a choice of their DVD between Iron Man, Little Miss Sunshine, Uncle Buck, and there's one more.
Wally?
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Okay. Wally and Panda are the next one.
All right.
The winner is... John Mateen. Wow, that's
Woo!
Great.
Yay, John!
Now, let's see here.
It says John.
Yeah, John T...
Kirk.
What the hell is that name?
McEuxster?
McEuxster.
Who is that?
That's JT.
JT Shea?
JT Shea.
Woo, JT cool. Shea!
JT, buddy, you have just won your pick between Iron Man, Hot Fuzz, Loma Sunshine, or...
Uncle Buck.
God darn it, I forget.
And you were going to draw a runner-up. JT will contact you.
Yeah, suggestion of those movies, which he should pick.
He'll probably want Iron Man.
Yeah,
I would say Iron Man.
I would say. Those who enter or had a survey, don't worry. We'll leave your names in there for next
you
time.
You could have another chance to win.
You have another chance to win.
Sorry, Cousin Annie.
Yeah, yeah, and sorry, everybody else. we will go ahead and be right back.
All right, it's a Christmas song. Because it's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
Coming up. All right, ready?
Yep.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us, blackbird, daylight. Born a king of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us, light, birth, big light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God in sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, worship him, God Most High. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us, thy birth, a light. God rest ye merry gentlemen, 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 let nothing merry gentlemen. I don't know how you're doing.
Back? I'm back. Are you back?
I hope you love that song.
I'm front. The one John hasn't picked yet. I mean, he already recorded live.
Yeah, he's just casually perusing.
Is that going to be on Ustream too when John does the song?
Sure.
Did we do that?
Wow. Yeah. Ustream viewers, it'll be after the show.
Yeah, we did that.
But we did it live.
Last time, yeah. That's the whole show, is to show us how we do everything live on the internet.
Okay, so nobody watched Saturday Night Live this week we were talking about during the break? I watched the opening, which was Amy Poehler as Hillary Clinton, and it was pretty funny.
I saw it.
Clinton?
Clinton. And then the monologue with John Malkovich. The monologue of John Malkovich during the night before Christmas was eh. And then they started a commercial for fart strips, and then I didn't have time to watch any more yet. But I'll watch it.
Turned him off because it was fart.
Well, that too, but I really had to go to work. I didn't have time.
Don't you hate that you're watching something and you realize, oh shit, I have to go to work, and you're just like, and then the rest of the day,
I knew when I started it.
What the hell is going to happen the rest of the episode? Or is the funny going to be there when I get back?
Yeah, I only do that with Saturday Night Live or Colbert or Stewart, because I can stop them mid-show and come back
there's
to
them. There's not a plot there.
Right.
I, yeah, I have time.
I watched Britney for the Record, which apparently was a huge flop for MTV, but I thought it was going to be big, so I watched it so I could review it since, like, people were talking about it. It was nothing new.
I don't care about Britney Spears anymore.
Yeah, it really wasn't anything exciting. I don't really have anything I'd really want to talk about it. But I watched the whole thing, and it was interesting.
Now, wait a minute. You did say something to me when you... Because we talked about this Thursday. You said about the comment. I was like, I heard it was good. Like, she actually seemed... okay in the mind, but
she
did.
Oh, that one comment. Oh, she goes, they said I was crazy and stuff when I shaved my head, but that wasn't crazy. People shave their head all the time. I'm like, you shouldn't have said that, Brittany. That just exposed you for being an idiot. No, it was okay. It wasn't anything exciting, but I don't regret watching it. But as soon as I finished it, I turned on Christmas in Rockefeller Center. The Lighting of the Tree ceremony, and Britney was opening that. She wasn't singing, she was just opening. Colbert did a little thing. Colbert introduced Tony Bennett, and that was kind of fun because Tony Bennett lost him, and they joked about that. He had his DVD. Rosie actually did a good job with her Broadway kids.
Really?
She did.
Because that Rosie Live, I'm still reeling from the horribleness that was Rosie Live.
And they did I can't even read my own writing about what they did. Santa... Do the Mambo was the Rosie and the Broadway Kids song. Santa Do the Mambo. It was pretty good. Who else did a song in that was good? I don't remember who else was in it. It was good, but I fast-forwarded through some of the songs because I got bored. There were a lot of people. The Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, you know, all of them were there.
Was John Travolta singing anything with Miley Ray Cyrus?
John Travolta? No. Yeah. No, he wasn't there.
They did both together.
They only did, did classic Christmas songs. They didn't do...
I got moved to that song, and I thought, you know what? I downloaded that song when I got home, and I thought that was a good song. So I was like, surprisingly. Yeah. First of all, it was the Dixie Chicks. I was like, what the hell? Why am I listening and enjoying Dixie Chicks?
So you watched Christmas in Rockefeller Center as well?
Parsley.
Have you seen the Gap commercials?
No. Commercial I wanted to mention.
Go discuss. I'll bring it up.
Flyers Pizza now has a commercial.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
I was at my grandparents' house and it came on, and they were like people like skydiving, and they had like a pizza box.
What?
Yeah.
Skydiving, then another skydiver comes with a picture and gives them a pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell. I mean, it's
The only reason went on and on about how they were never going to do commercials because satellite and cable, whatever, they couldn't decide which one to pick. It was on cable.
Wow.
Just saying. It probably doesn't air if you're not local to Columbus.
Would you ever think about doing a commercial?
So what now?
Would you, being as someone who works at a restaurant that runs one, would you do a commercial too?
Probably.
Well, but what would be your shtick for it?
Yeah, we've talked about that before, Dad and I, and we have no idea.
Is that why you haven't done it yet?
Well, they're... Not really. I mean, it's just...
It's probably also time.
Well, my Uncle Dick did a commercial back in the day for his appliance business. My mom and my sister, like, went over and opened the door.
Radio commercials.
Radio? There you go.
Yeah, it was on the Clear Channel, I think.
Yeah, it was like talk radio type.
Yeah, 610, WTVN, 700, WLW.
I don't think I ever heard
that. We actually have cassette tapes with...
all the old jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
That only you still had a cassette player to play.
More bigger, nicer. More bigger, nicer.
That is awesome.
York Steakhouse is pretty
cool.
York
Steakhouse.
If you're in the Columbus area, you should check out York Steakhouse on West Broad. It's delicious. And very reasonably priced in these hard economic times when you need a good meal for reasonable prices. Go to York Steakhouse.
Thanks.
My dad said he...
That was your commercial.
Not to bring this up, so I apologize, because I'm not going to remember if I don't.
Uh-huh.
Dad had that thing with the gravy or sausage or something, or like the gravy and biscuits or something.
The chicken a la king,
he's never... No, like he said... Like
the thing with the biscuits and the gravy?
No, he said...
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I know. But I thought it was funny because Nick couldn't remember what it was called.
But I knew it was gravy and biscuits. And then, because he was like, really, you put biscuits... he's never had that before.
Right.
And I've never heard of that either.
It's like, the way we do it is, it's a puff, like, pastry thing. And it's basically like a chicken pot pie, but inside out. Instead of the gravy and the veggies and the chicken inside the pastry, the pastry's on the bottom and then the gravy's at the top.
See, that sounds good. Yeah.
That does sound good.
He just says, and he's like, yeah, they were asking me what I thought about it.
Yeah, well, because we had these biscuits, and we're like, well, maybe it'll be good with the biscuits. And then we've had people ask, you know, maybe if we just use our roll. And your dad was there, and then, so we had him try all of them, just to see what he thought, because he'd never had it before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't want someone that...
Grab somebody trying. You know that can help you out, yeah.
But if he wouldn't be, you know, biased, like, say he loves the one version that he gets all the time.
Right.
If you've never had it,
Yeah.
But no, he said that, and that's why I was just
like
that's, he thought it'd be better with the role.
But yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's why I thought. Yeah, right. Yeah, because he said like I told John and his dad that, but
yeah,
I was like it was just a little bizarre. He said, "Have you ever heard of that before with biscuits?" I was like, "I never heard it with bread."
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah. It is very good,
so,
though.
So now I am now the... See, now I need to go to your...
I have not had it. I think I had it once somewhere else a long time ago. Though. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I say, kind of go around Christmas time. Oh, yeah. Not Christmas. Valentine's Day. You guys have an awesome little setup.
Oh, do you? I might have to keep that in mind for Valentine's Day.
They set shit on fire, dude. It's awesome.
Really?
Well, you guys...
Well, yeah.
Or was that an accident?
Well, there are some people...
We have a dessert thing. It's ice cream, then we have like a cherry jubilee,
basically.
It's awesome.
And
I'm
you have
like,
a sugar cube,
awesome.
And you dip it in cooking alcohol, and then you light it on fire, and then you put it on, and it you know warms up the stuff and the ice cream. And then you get fucking idiots.
Like Nick.
Like, no.
No.
Like
I'm
the guy,
smart.
Okay.
I'm not.
You know, a normal person would say, oh, wow, it's on fire. That's pretty cool. I'll blow it out before it can cause an accident. In plastic cups.
This fucking guy. You haven't even told this shit over dying.
This fucking guy, he sits there and you know the waitress lights on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
And he like sits there and like finishes eating his freaking dinner and all of a sudden he looks over and then the guy starts freaking out like it's our fault. He's like, "We got a fire over here! We got a fire!" And, like gets up and starts like running through the dining room.
Oh, sweet.
And Daddy just like grabs the towel and just puts it over top of it like it's nothing.
And it just went out.
Yeah.
What did it catch on fire? Just like the dessert?
The plastic cup.
The cup. Okay.
But
wow, that's hilarious.
No, I sat there. I was like, I was like, that is really cool.
And I'll keep that in mind for Valentine's Day. I bet Morgan would love that.
We gave him a cookie. Aww. Our homemade cookies that we make.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, that's awesome.
Sounds good.
It was good.
And, you know, put decorations and candles
on the
table.
I told Dad,
yeah.
I was like, I bet you anything, there's going to be one idiot.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to let
always,
that shit burn.
Always.
So Valentine's Day, go to
like,
York
State. Kids love it, but they're smart to like, oh, blow it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know,
that's hilarious.
Random guy that comes in. Like,
now I'm going to
go
that.
By itself.
I'm going to go over there and be like, fire, fire!
Yeah.
Not really.
Wow.
Okay. We should take the video and do a video at York Steakhouse on Valentine's Day.
The things you encounter
working
at a
restaurant. Mm. Yeah.
I also watched the roast of Cheech and Chong this week. That was on TBS, I think.
Really?
Brad Garrett was the roast master.
Oh, I never saw it.
Martha Stewart did a sent-in video where she roasted. Yeah. Steve Carell sent in a video where he talked about his brother getting addicted to pot and dying and, like, started crying. And then he's like, so where can I go and get some more pot and stuff? And Penn and Teller, I don't know if it was an accident or not, but they had, like, this bong, like, podium set up. And when Penn did his tricky, like, knocked the podium apart. It was okay. There wasn't anything too exciting. I'm sure they're rerunning it. You should check it out if you want to see it. But it was okay.
Are these the commercials you're talking about?
With Rainn Wilson, and is that some of
them? There are multiple ones.
Okay.
And I'm only going to show you, like, two of them.
Selma Blair.
Yeah, Selma Blair and
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson. I'm surprised.
I can't stay.
Cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Cold outside.
This evening has been so
been.
Very nice. Start to worry. My father will be pacing the floor. I really think I'd better scurry. Maybe just a half a minute more. The neighbors might think. Say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to bring.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's all that is.
Yeah.
And then this is my second favorite one. Which is, you have Freddy Rodriguez, the guy from 4-Year-Old Virgin, and Jason Biggs, the pie fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the bells of We Three Kings.
Okay, go ahead.
I have to let it load first.
How many of these are there?
There are six.
With big actors and all of them?
Yeah, Dixie Chicks and Sandra Bernhard does one. There's some rappers that do Jingle Bells.
We Three Kings. Jason Biggs has the little ones. He looks so... He's concentrating so hard. Where do they go to see these? They're... Well... Wow. Wow. Now he's drinking out of his mouth. And Jason Biggs coming on.
But they have,
Geraldo Rivera was also one of the roasters of Cheech and Chong.
And they also
and
have...
And Wilder Valderrama.
Oh, John Heder and Rihanna.
What?
And John Heder does nothing but dance.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Which...
It's all he can do.
Okay, you know, I thought he was an okay actor in, like...
No, he wasn't.
Napoleon Dynamite.
That movie was terrible.
I watched School for Scoundrels. That's a horrible movie.
I didn't see it.
See, you know what I think the problem is with Billy Bob Thornton?
Mm-hmm.
These scripts are really good when he gets them, and then you have a director in a studio that fucks them up. Because I watched Mr. Woodcock.
Yeah.
And I love Sean William Scott Stifler. And... Yeah. I don't love Billy Bob Thornton, but I think he's an okay actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Bad Santa, hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Now I'm watching Mr. Woodcock, I'm like, this should be a really dark movie. And at the end, like, he breaks his neck. And I'm like, I'm thinking this in the original script is where he actually killed Mr. Woodcock. I'm going to say that the studio didn't like that. So naturally, yeah. But,
don't know. Do you know, if you go on iTunes this week, there's a free... music download, Billy Bob's...
his band.
His band, yeah.
Well, they do one every week, but, like, yeah. I didn't know that. I've not gotten an email. I'm going to download that here in a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Billy Bob's band. He had it on Craig Ferguson one night, and he rocked the joint up.
Yeah.
I was surprised. That's all I had to say.
Did you watch Shatner's Raw Nerve? You said you were going to.
I wanted to, but no.
A&E re-aired them, so I got to watch two episodes.
Oh, how are they?
They're doing reruns. He did Tim Allen. And they spent most of the time talking about his drug addictions and stuff.
Right.
And then
It's not really like a big show. It's like, or the way that they're saying...
They're trying to make it act like it's all controversial, and it's not. It was really just a calm conversation between two people. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, pissing anybody off or anything. But it's interesting. It was interesting. And then he did Valerie Bertinelli, which was interesting, too. She was kind of... play into the audience, though, because she kept, like, saying, well, I wasn't addicted to food, because I still have to eat food. He's like, well, could you control it? And Shatner was, like, trying to make her, like, pin... He kept asking her questions to try to make her, like, pin down,
see,
like, commit to an answer, and Valerie Bertinelli just wouldn't commit to an answer. Now, Tim Allen talked very frankly, very honestly with Shatner. When Shatner wanted to clarify and pin something down, he did. Valerie was kind of, you know, playing the field, trying to come off, like... Good.
Well, I saw they had on the websites of like the first six episodes recorded, and like I watched one with Kelsey Grammer, Valerie Bertinelli,
yeah,
and Tim Allen. Like, the one with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen was good.
The tile.
Yeah.
And
the
that's
tile.
I thought, well, this might be interesting.
It was.
But it doesn't look like he's actually trying to pinch a raw nerve. It looks like he's just talking with someone.
Well, yeah, it was just a talk, but it was interesting.
So was there a live audience in there?
No, I don't think so.
When you get home, find out what the next time airs.
Well, they're on the A&E run, the reruns on Saturdays.
Okay.
I don't know Saturdays. When they air on the actual channel they're supposed to air on.
It's like the Bio Network.
And I don't know if they're normally going to air them on Saturdays or not. It was just this Saturday they ran two of them. So I don't know.
Well,
but I was excited. I set a season pass, so if they air more, it'll catch them.
Oh, sweet.
But I don't think it had any set to record this week. So I don't know if it's was just a one-time thing or not. Well, yeah, but A&E wasn't A&E. I don't have the biography channel.
Maybe it's like for your preview, what we have on the Biography right. Network.
I also watched the first five episodes, so half of the season so far, of How I Met Your Mother, season 4, since I'm all caught up. I liked the opening with the Barney and Robin stuff, and then the second episode with the hamburgers and Regis, I liked it, but it just seemed silly.
See, didn't that feel like it was funny, but it didn't feel in tune with what they were doing.
And the all five episodes in general weren't as funny as I'm used to the show being. Morgan and I both thought it was, the quality of the funny was down, and the whole New Jersey thing a little bit made me uncomfortable more than anything. And then Stella leaving him and not marrying him, and then her getting
that's
on the boat with Rob at the end.
I
was just like, oh my god. It seemed like the wedding was almost too rushed. I know it was supposed to be rushed and stuff, but I liked that Jason Jones playing Sarah Chalk's ex, the father of her child.
Yeah.
And it was really well done. So I can't wait to watch the last four episodes. And then there's a new one tomorrow. So I'll watch five more this week, probably.
Excellent.
I also watched Tropic Thunder this week.
Yeah, what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, in retrospect, looking back, there were a lot of funny jokes in it. But the movie itself didn't tickle me as a plot.
Really?
And there were huge plot holes, which I did say while we were watching it. Huge plot holes.
Were you saying one of them?
There were some big plot holes in the plot, and which now you're going to make me pinpoint it.
Well, no, I want to know.
I do understand that.
I think with the
director getting blown up, I thought they would have found it sooner. And the cameras in the valley thing, that's what got, they're like, we lined the whole valley with cameras and stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck? They didn't line a whole valley with cameras. How would they get the shots they needed? How would they get close up? How would they edit together? And how are they, like, collecting the footage? And I just didn't buy the whole concept. And the fact that they ran in there with the guns and the terrorists kept missing them and never actually hit them and they were able to fool them even for a minute, it wasn't believable, but it had some really funny jokes, some really great acting, and the Tom Cruise stuff I immediately made Morgan watch on YouTube because it was the best Tom Cruise he's done in 10 years. It was hilarious. I loved Tom Cruise in the movie. And Matthew McConaughey, who did not take off his shirt once,
you know what?
Was hilarious.
But you bought some goat dick cheese. Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a bad movie. I just didn't buy the concept of the movie, but there were a lot of really funny parts in it.
The only
plot hole
I can say that I can agree with you with is the whole gun thing.
Yeah.
Like how are they firing and not getting hit?
Why don't they bend down and pick up a real gun after they're firing with the blanks?
Yeah, now, in turn, or why didn't they kick the other guns away?
Yeah, like,
there was a lot of...
And would the studio have really let them take five big, heavy actors out on a helicopter and just drop them in the jungle and the danger? It just didn't make sense. But it was so funny.
Now, that part I
there
got
were a lot of really
the
funny
point.
Bits.
It was supposed to be guerrilla filmmaking. And they even said
they wouldn't have done it that let him do something that dangerous.
Well, how
I did love the T-Bow's payoff.
The whole point of the movie, though.
That is the point of the movie.
Seen
it, but,
that's why I find the concept of the movie strained and unbelievable. However, there were really funny parts of it. So I'm not saying it's not a funny
movie. So you realize that it's like a responsible person has to go out there and take. They're controlling everything. They occasionally have a studio person that reports back, and beyond that, they're on their fucking own.
And then how did Bill Hader get back to Hollywood
that's the second plot hole I think you didn't say. I was like, I agree with that. It doesn't make sense on first he's there, then he goes back. They don't really explain it.
And why did they kidnap the two instead of just killing them, the stunt guy and the other guy, and then just leave them tied up? And the whole plot itself, to me, I didn't like the plot. I didn't like the plot, but I found a lot of the jokes funny. So I'm not berating you the jokes. Jack Black was great. Robert Downey Jr., I didn't even recognize him for him. He was a great actor.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey were my two favorite parts of it.
Speaking of Tom Cruise.
Yes.
I want to get your guys' feeling on this. Yeah. I think the story's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His movie that he's got coming out.
Valkyrie? I would like to see it.
What do you guys think about that?
I want to see it.
I think it looks good.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I was never one of the people
Amanda doesn't want to see it. She doesn't think it looks...
I think it's got
potential to help him with his comeback that he's trying to make.
They don't succeed, so it's kind of like the Titanic. Mm-hmm. We all know it's going to sink.
Yeah.
So
the only bad part I've heard about it is, everybody's talking with a German accent, but Tom Cruise doesn't have a German accent.
No, what happened was he shot it with one. And they went back and did, I think, over $20 million. Yeah, redubbed it. Not redubbed it, they reshot scenes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where
because he didn't have
he tried doing it, and apparently it wasn't testing well, and that's a movie, especially with Tom Cruise being not, when they were making it. The only problem is now all the test results for the movie are coming back really positive. Like, they're saying it's Oscar-worthy for Cruise, and I'm just
Really?
Because I'd like to see it. I think that's really interesting.
Well, I'm more interested in Frost Nixon or Milk, but...
Movies are out now. That doesn't come out until, like, you know...
At the last of the year. I thought it was this December, because it was time for Oscar season.
It is December?
Yeah, because it was for Oscar season, but it's like the 27th or something. It's late.
See, Milk I don't really care about.
Milk got 4 stars.
I know. I'm just not interested in watching that.
Not many movies get 4 stars. That's top rating.
I don't know any movies that are coming out lately, other than that one for some reason.
I want to see those too.
Oh, the only reason I know. Well,
I haven't seen Twilight. I want to see
that. I found that out.
And yeah. Anyway. That's all I got.
I watched Casino.
Ooh.
Which was told to me that in terms of his top five, he thinks The Godfather's over, which first off, I was like,
yeah,
really? Like, The Godfather's a good movie.
Yeah.
Like,
they're just releasing a new remaster Godfather for Blu-ray this week. Yeah, all three Godfathers. I thought it was coming out this week.
Is it?
I thought so. Ain't It Cool's reviews for this week, I thought.
But anyway, yeah, I watched it and it was good, but I hardly think it's like the best movie.
Mm. It's a good movie, but
I wouldn't call it.
I'd watch Goodfellas or.
I think Goodfellas is way better.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Oh, I did the Meg.
I like those gangster type, yeah. You know, mafia type movies.
Speaking of gangster type mafia, there's a new TNT series tonight premiering Leverage. Called Leverage that's getting good reviews, so I'm going to check that out.
I might actually, watch it online because I've already missed the first episode, probably.
Mm. No, you haven't. It started at 10, but they're airing it 3 more times tonight.
Oh, good. I have a chance to catch
it. I'm recording the 1 a.m. showing, I think.
Oh, good.
So you're good. Now, they're airing a second episode on Monday or Tuesday, though, so you gotta make sure you catch...
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Next week fucks up everything.
Next week, they're only airing it once, but this week they're airing 2 episodes.
Okay.
I don't know why. But it's supposed to be like an Ocean's 11 type series. Oh, I also made Morgan watch A Christmas Vacation for the first time this week.
Yeah, what'd you think?
She thought it was funny. Well, how can you not think it was funny?
Right, there are some weird people out there, Jimmy.
Yeah, they're stupid. Yeah. They don't count. If you don't like Christmas Vacation, you have no sense of humor.
Do you guys like Vegas Vacation?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's not nearly to the level of Christmas, but it's good.
No, yeah,
that's one of my dad's favorite movies.
Vegas?
Vegas Vacation.
I was in Vegas.
Just because of Randy Quaid.
I was in Vegas and went out to Hoover Dam and came back,
Vegas,
and that
I
was
don't
on
find
TV.
Any humor. I thought Christmas Vacation was the pinnacle of the vacation movies. Yeah.
It was.
And then it's just
Dad's been to Vegas, and you know.
Well, when we were at Hoover Dam and we came home and it had just come on video, my parents, mom was watching on TV. We had the tour guide that helped them with the movie, and so he was showing us like where Chevy Chase runs and opens the door and how it's a bathroom, and then he shows how it's like 10 feet to the nearest wall. You can't get anywhere near the outside of the dam.
Yeah.
So it was cool, and he kept talking about he had some great movie stories since he helped him out.
Yeah.
And they really do say, "Welcome to the dam tour. I'll be your dam tour guide," and all that, all the puns.
I wonder if he really was, or like. Since that movie came out.
He was really old. Well,
yeah, I was a technical advisor for the movie.
Yeah, but he was old, and he seemed to be, like, the way everybody treated him as he walked around, he seemed to be, like, the tour guide, you know?
The damn guy.
And we, the damn guy. Well, they all said that, but we paid for the, like, hard hat tour where he went down into the bowels, which was the exclusive tour.
The bowels of the beast.
Yeah, it was the upper, the high grade expensive tour.
The barrel.
I really think he was. His name was Huggy. He said we could verify that he was the tour guide.
Huggy the tour guide.
He wasn't in the movie, but he helped the crew.
Yeah. Huggy the tour guide.
Huggy. He was a big bear of a guy.
Huggy.
I have pictures of him.
Do you? Are they on a hard drive that doesn't work anymore?
No, they're on... They're
promising me forever?
Forever I have been. Before I move to Kentucky.
You will.
I will.
You know what? Maybe there are pictures of John in there, too.
Probably. Because I think that's our Florida vacations on there.
Freaking A, it is.
Among other things.
I was very happy. Like, I didn't have a camera, but I took a lot of pictures for once in my... Now that I have a camera,
it's
every time I
don't have very many pictures of that vacation, either.
I have quite a few, I think.
That's the thing. Jimmy took his camera, barely took any. I was taking pictures.
Nick took them all, because
I
don't take pictures.
I took over,
there's a couple that we have.
Yeah, I've got a bunch. They're just on a hard drive that I haven't got them off of, because that computer got fried by lightning. But I still have the hard drive.
Give you money to just get it off.
I don't know how much it'll be. I'll have to try it.
Is of my brother and I. It's on Facebook.
Oh, we need to do another vacation like that.
Posing with our arms crossed, leaning on the back of my truck.
Yeah.
When we got there before.
There's a couple pictures of me changing the tire on the side of the road too.
Nice.
That was horrifying. I just remember it was me, Nate, and Jimmy in the car, and we heard we got a call. I was like, John's tire popped. And we're like, what?
Seriously, though, we should make it like every 5 years or something.
I agree with that. We should all go down and have a little brew.
It doesn't even have to be there, like somewhere. Right. Somewhere. Well, we got to invite Andreas again.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He was great.
That's when I got a lot of pictures, is when he was drunk. Like, he took the picture down off the top of the wall and was like, no, that picture belongs down there.
I don't know if I even looked at all the pictures you took.
There was a few. Like, I got some dolphins, and there were some of us sticking around. And, I gotta say, that was
fun. We should have ended the podcast minutes ago, because we haven't been talking about anything.
We watched Scrubs. That was a lot of fun.
We did watch a lot of the whole first season.
That's right.
And then Nate yelled at you and Monkey Ball.
Monkey Ball, oh, lots God, of Monkey Ball. And then Nick locked himself in the condo one day. I watched all three Lord of the Rings back to back to back.
That was my plan. I want to do that one time in my life. And if I have a vacation day,
yeah.
If I get bored with it, if I can't make it through, guess what? There's a fucking beach right outside.
There you
I can go.
Go
out and, yeah. Well, or I can go to the pool.
Yeah.
The pool's a little. See, I don't like the beach.
Yeah,
like,
nobody got in the ocean except for me.
Into the water.
Oh well.
There are sharks there, and they can kill me.
There are sharks there. Jaws.
Seriously, anyway. That movie has terrified me.
Yeah.
I don't like the ocean either. So.
Yeah. Well, also, like, I love when the ocean. When I did get that far, I sort of.
Did you see the news story about the guy in Oregon that was walking his girlfriend along the point where it's like proposal point because everybody proposes, and a wave came and swept out the sea and killed her. He got to propose.
That's
and
sad.
His like cell phone in his pocket got fried with water, so he couldn't call for help. And by the time she was only 4'11", she was a little shrimpy girl. And by the time
he's a shorty.
By the time he like tried to go save her, it was too late, and there was no sign of her, and she died. That was just like this week.
That's God's way of telling you it's not going to work out.
Well, it's not funny. I feel really bad, but yeah. I thought it was funny for a second.
That's what. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.
Maybe.
Bye.
This may be our series finale. We don't know. They may cancel us this week like Pushing Daisies.
Screw you. We're not getting canceled. I run the network.
Is everything...
Get out of here without cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, cheapers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!